This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Timothy Reed of St. Anne's Parish in Charlotte.
In the past 3 days, we have witnessed our Lord's humility in the great celebration of his Paschal mystery. On Holy Thursday, we rejoiced in the gift of our God becoming our living bread in the institution of the Eucharist, and this through the gift of the priesthood, by which our Lord continues his redemptive work through the instrumentality of weak and sinful men. On Good Friday, our Lord humbly took on the weight of our sins, even as we were committing our greatest sins against him, suffering and dying a most ignominious death at the hands of a soul. On that day, he hid his glory, allowing himself to be scourged and beaten, mocked and humiliated, and eventually crucified and left to die between two robbers. Yet his glory would not be hidden for long, as last night we commemorated his glorious resurrection from the dead. When Christ was triumphant over sin and even death itself, as we prepare to enter into the sublime mysteries of our faith, I encourage you on both Palm Sunday and Holy Thursday to enter into these mysteries with humility, recognizing your sins by which you were complicit in Christ's suffering and death. I ask you in humility to consider the ways in which your love for God, which should be a blazing fire reaching out to others, has been tepid and fickle. For truly, in seeing the gifts that God bestows on us, and in the way that in which he suffered for us guilty men, humbly recognizing the ways that we have failed God must be the first movement of our souls. And this type of humility it's nothing more than a search for truth, for authentic self-knowledge, one that recognizes our utter sinfulness before our all-holy God. It's a recognition of our need for his grace and mercy, yet also that we are his children with worth and dignity despite our sinfulness. In seeing Christ's own humility woven so plainly into the fabric of his Paschal mystery, we must strive with all of our might to imitate him if we ever hope to be Christians in the truest sense. But our duties toward God do not end in imitating his humility. Now that we're on this side of the Paschal mystery, leaving behind the horrors of his passion and death and basking in the glories of his resurrection, there is another response that we must make to him, that of love. You see, Easter is not just a commemoration of our Lord's resurrection. That our Lord rose from the dead after 3 days, amazing and awesome as it is the central fact at the heart of Easter, but it's not the whole story. Easter is the reminder that one day we're called to rise from the dead too. It's our unmistakable reminder that God is inviting us to something beyond the grave, something so much more glorious and worthwhile than anything this world has to offer. But let's understand something. Our own resurrection from the dead is not something we can ever presume upon just because we've been baptized and we've lived a good life in our own estimation. It's not enough to avoid sin to get into heaven. We must also do good. We must love. And so we prepare ourselves for our own personal resurrection by being charitable here and now. Loving God above all else with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. In the past year, we've lived through some of the most acrimonious, hate-filled, and divisive times our nation has ever known. How often in the past 12 months have we judged and looked down on others for not holding the same views as we do on politics and on the pandemic, or on stupid things like on whether or not to wear a mask or get a vaccine? Violence, hostility, rancor, and spite have become our national pastimes. So many harsh lines have been drawn, even on matters where there can be a legitimate disagreement, even between family members, friends, and fellow parishioners. And that needs to stop. And yet now, as we begin this time of the year in which we are filled with the hope of the resurrection, our society is finally experiencing some hope that normalcy may soon return to our daily lives. And as we move into this time of great hope, let's do so with a renewed commitment to being truly charitable, spurred on by the love we see in Christ. Let us strive to have a love that enables us to overlook the faults and failings of others, even when those people are hurtful to us. A love that enables us to put aside our own needs and our own wants to provide for those of others. Let us love to the point of being willing to suffer and die at the hands of those whom we love, and to do so that the love of God might reach through our words and actions to touch those people. That's the love of Christ. That's the love to which we're all called. That's the love that will prepare us to rise again to the glories of heaven when at last we die. In the graces of this Easter morning, may we learn to love as Christ loves, and be confident that we will one day share in his eternal glory. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Timothy Reed of St. Anne's Parish of Charlotte on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.